I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Sherparks and Jack Fritz.
The whole idea that Daryl Morey is a liar, talking about this out in. So I just got to be honest. Like, what did you want Daryl Morey to say in that scenario? Like, yeah, we're thinking about it.
Right.
What's the story here? I don't get what the story here is.
Yeah. So I have a bunch of thoughts on this. On one hand, I agree with you. Like, what's Daryl Morey going to say? He goes up to him and he goes, are you going to trade me? It's like going up to your boss on a Wednesday being like, yeah, he'll never fire me, right? And then, like, what's he going to be like? No, but never. But in 2 days, we got to talk. Like, so I agree with that. And I always remember one time I was at the Combine. It was a few years ago. And I was talking to an agent of a player.
Oh,
and
look at you.
I know. And he said something like, Howie's my favorite GM to deal with in the league. And I was like, why? And he was like, because at least I know he's lying. Right. So I do think that there is an element of lying that just comes with the job. Like, it just is what it is. But on the flip side, you just don't want your GM to be known as someone that stabs people in the back. Like, you just don't. Like, and
well,
I know
maybe don't trade the guy with one of the most popular podcasts in basketball.
Right. But like, you know, like, I know that you have to tell that to Pat Bev. Like, I get it. You have to say that to him. But on the heels of the Harden thing, it just looks bad. Like, if this was the first time it came out, then it's like, you know what? This is what the job is, blah, blah, blah. But I do believe that Daryl Morey said something to Harden and pulled back on it. Like, now maybe it's for the better of the team, like, whatever. But I don't think Harden's, like, going irrational for no reason. I believe there was a miscommunication there, and Harden believes that Morey lied. And now another player is saying he lied. So at the end of the day, do I think it's going to cost them? Probably not. But I will say, when your top plan is to recruit and to convince stars to come here via trade or free agency, it isn't great that two very popular players around the league hate you or at least think you're a liar. Like, it's just not great. So ultimately, players will take the money.
Well, he did thank – like, he was nice to Morey in his tweet, right?
I mean, of course, like, he was. But we saw the real moment when he was raw. Like, we saw what he said. We saw it. He said, Daryl said that he wasn't going to trade me. Now, to be fair – it was Roan, and like he does a great job on the pod that did call Daryl the liar, just to put that out there.
Yes.
But it just looks bad. Like, there's no other way to put it. The optics of it are bad. And when your whole plan is to recruit, it's not good to have bad optics.
Well, don't worry. I mean, Paul George doesn't care about this stuff.
Dude, Paul George is going to be so washed here. And it's so sad because I love Paul George. I've wanted him for so many years. I remember when he was on the Pacers, like giving it to the Heat. I was like, this is the guy I want. He was like my Anthony Edwards back then. Like, that was the guy. He is going to come here. He's going to play. First of all, he's not going to come here. But if he does come here, he'll play 40 games. He'll have some games he's great. They'll lose again. Like, Paul George, I love him. I want him. But he's not the answer. Not if you're this. All this is to get Paul George next year. Like, that is incredibly disappointing.
I'd still be in. Nah, I'd still be in. I'd still take Paul George.
100%. So one more thing, right? Okay. I think that what's been frustrating about the Sixers and Daryl Morey the last few years is that there's always been these moments where there's been a week build up or 2-3 weeks where it's like, okay, he's doing something. You know, Daryl, like, playing chess. Everyone's playing checkers. Like, Daryl's cooking. You know, he's the most aggressive GM in the league, blah, blah, blah. Didn't trade for anybody his first year. Second year, Kyle Lowry was the hot like player everyone wanted. Didn't trade for him. The next year, he traded for James Harden, which I think was a good trade, but like certainly isn't some he's cooking. I can't believe he pulled this off move. And he didn't do anything this year. Like, when's the time where we've sat here and been like, Daryl's going to do something, and then he pulls it out of his hat? Like, it's just, it hasn't happened. Like, I feel like Charlie Brown with the football. You like that? Like, all this time being like, he's going to do something. He's cooking. Here we go. Like, when? What's he ever done?
Yeah, it's actually a lot like Dombrowski. Dombrowski's had more success. Yes, he's had more success. But
well,
like,
I'm not going to fight that argument anymore.
Both of them came in here with the whole reputation that they make big moves. And yes, Dombrowski signed Trey Turner for $300+ million. Like, he's spent money, but his whole MO was always making the big trade and trading the prospects and getting win now moves. Daryl's whole thing has been make the big move. And like, yeah, Ben for Harden was a big move, but I'm with you. Like, there hasn't been, I think he has like a ton of trades since he took over as GM, but nothing that has really moved the needle. It's been more reshuffling of the deck chairs than you know, here we go. There's the all-in move. Like, for both franchises, you're kind of waiting for the all-in trade that signals that they're ready to push this thing over the top. I just, you know, like, I would rather have the flexibility. Like, sure. I mean, coming down to it, it's taking the old Howie motto of hope is not a strategy. But yeah. I feel like
it's a great pull.
Daryl has a. I also have to give Daryl credit here. Like, he's had pretty good reads on things that have happened around the league in the last couple of years. Like, the Harden thing, he had a good read on. He knew that the Clippers were going to want him. And held out. Like, he was able to at least get something from Harden. He was able to get something for Harden.
But when is him having a good read on things? Like, he knew the Clippers wanted him. Harden demanded to go there, and he held on to him for a few months and didn't get like a great trade package. Like,
yeah, but like, I mean,
I know he thought at the time he did, but
well, listen, a bunch of role players. But like, he could have blinked and gotten like, oh, I guess I gotta get rid of him to go. Like,
I guess, yeah.
He created some fake rumors that other teams were interested. Right. But I trust his read on the market. Like, I don't think he's had a total big whiff. Now, if he whiffs this summer, then yeah, I think that's a huge if, a huge problem. But I'd rather have the flexibility than super invest in this roster, even that means passing on perennial all-star and future all-NBA guy DeJounte Murray. Mm.
Well, and to that point, like, the pressure is on like never before this offseason. Like, he can't worry about winning a trade or saving, you know, $3 or $4 million. Like, he has to land a star. Like, this is the most pressure ever to go and do something. Because if they go into the offseason and they don't, and like, we're here at training camp next year and we're talking and it's like, well, they still have 5 first round picks and they do still have, like, no, like, no. Like, you have to make the trade. You have to land whoever the best player of the player that is available that is the best. Like, you have to get that guy. If Devin Booker becomes available and you don't get him, that is disastrous. If Anthony Edwards asks out of Minnesota and he ends up on the Knicks or he ends up somewhere else, like, that is a horrendous outcome. So not only have you set up hope as a strategy, you've set up like having sucker across your head where you have to overpay. Like, you have to go and do it. So it, you know, look, I hope they get a star, but man, like, they've really set themselves up where they're going to have to overpay to do it.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay.
Right, you don't seem concerned by that.
I don't seem that concerned by it.
Yeah.
Like, it's I still trust him from that standpoint. Yeah. I think he's had a pretty good read on things, and he has been leaking out, you know, for the last little bit here that our plan is to have cap space this summer. That has to be for someone, you know. That has to be there. Now, what's the name when they sign where it's like, really? That's who you have all the – like Toby?
Well, look, if they re-sign Toby. The funniest thing is if they like re-sign Toby, they gave like Oubre, like, you know, $12 million or whatever. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of what star. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns would be hysterical.
He gives Clay money for no reason.
Yeah, Clay would be funny. Carl Anthony Towns might be the funniest because he makes no sense and he's a loser. So, like, that would probably be the one.
We would have to find another team to, like, I wouldn't be able to do it. Resigns Markel Fultz.
That would be really funny.
Brings in Markel. Oh, man. My boy Malik Beasley's a free agent. Bring him in.
I'm in on Malik Beasley. Dude, I think there's two Malik Beasleys, and I get them confused, but I know I'm in on a Malik Beasley.
There is a lot of Jack guys available this offseason.
Nice. I mean, that's encouraging.
There's like Malik Monk available. Would love him off the bench. There's so many.
They basically have him in Buddy Hield.
Yes, they do, except Malik's way more bouncy.
So let me ask you this.
Royce O'Neal.
Oh, my God.
My boy. Obi Toppin?
Dude, quick side note. How funny is that Obi Toppin's younger brother is in the dunk contest?
I was not aware he had a younger brother.
I'm pretty sure his younger brother's name is like, it's similar.
Oh, you're right. Yes, I know him. Yes.
I'll look it up. Obi Toppin, brother.
Jacob Toppin. Yeah,
dude, by the way, they need to stop letting Mac McGlung in the dunk contest. Well, like,
are they good? It's the biggest thing. Does it hurt your soul as someone who likes to do the whole "all the Sixers do is win"? Like, I'm so overwhelmed with all the winning. Yeah. The biggest thing the Sixers have won is a Mac McClung dunk contest.
Well, they did win MVP, but yes, you're right. Like, I don't even think he's in the Sixers organization anymore.
Is he?
But all right. I think he's in the Magic's like G League team. I think Adam Silver needs to step up and be like, as an adult, we're not doing the dunk contest if this is it. Then we're not doing it. Like, it's like when like your parent says to you, like, oh, you're gonna be like, well, we're not going. Like, that's what Adam Silver
I'll
do.
Turn this car around.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll do the 3-point contest, but if this is what the dunk contest is, like, we're not doing it.
Are you excited for Maxi in the 3-point contest?
Well, apparently he's not even in it. He's in the skill thing.
Oh no, I saw the other day. He was
I know, he talked about it, but he's not listed as a participant.
Twitter lied to me. That's a disaster.
Maxi lied.